This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Justice.
Primary purposes of the special counsel's investigation was to determine whether President Trump's campaign or any individual associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government to interfere in the 2016 election. Volume 1 of the special counsel's report describes the results of that investigation. As you will see, the special counsel's report states that his, quote, investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. I am sure that all Americans share my concern about the efforts of the Russian government to interfere in our presidential election. As the special counsel report makes clear, the Russian government sought to interfere in our election process. But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign, or the knowing assistance of any other American, for that matter. That is something that all Americans can and should be grateful to have confirmed. The special counsel report outlines two main efforts by the Russian government to influence the 2016 election. First, the report details efforts by the Internet Research Agency, a Russian company with close ties to the Russian government, to sow social discord among American voters through disinformation and social media operations. Following a thorough investigation of this disinformation campaign, the special counsel brought charges in federal court against several Russian nationals and entities for their respective roles in this scheme. Those charges remain pending, and the individual defendants remain at large. But the special counsel found no evidence that any American, including anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired or coordinated with the Russian government or the IRA in this illegal scheme. Again, the special counsel's report did not find any evidence that members of the Trump campaign or anyone associated with the campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these hacking operations. In other words, there was no evidence of the Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government's hacking. Here, too, the special counsel's report did not find that any person associated with the Trump campaign illegally participated in the dissemination of the materials. Finally, the special counsel investigated a number of links or contacts between the Trump campaign officials and individuals connected with the Russian government during the 2016 presidential campaign. After reviewing these contacts, the special counsel did not find any conspiracy to violate U.S. law involving Russian-linked persons and any persons associated with the Trump campaign.
Hit pause.
So that's the bottom.
Now let's back it up 10 seconds. That's the bottom line. So as I always say, Trump will be cleared in triplicate and has been cleared in triplicate. And that's a legal term of conspiracy, collusion, or coordination. You just noticed him use the triplicate. Now, what's interesting, if we put that still, for TV viewers, of the new attorney general with the deputy attorney general Rosenstein behind him, Rosenstein was a ring leader in the 25th Amendment takedown coup. He was involved with other members of the Justice Department or and others transferring the money to steal Infusion GPS to create the fraud. Think about that. So they're lucky that they're all not going to prison right now, and they should be. So they got caught engaged in an attempted coup, and they need to all be sent to prison. So for the left up there running around saying, oh, they're covering up for Trump. No, they're covering up for themselves. They got caught. They got beaten. And they're lucky they're not all going to prison, but some are. Tomorrow's news today. Straight ahead. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are gold.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide Thursday, April 18th, 2019. And the whole world is breathlessly going over the Robert Mueller report, 2 years in the making, triggered by high-level Democrats inside the FBI Justice Department using taxpayer money to pay for a fake dossier. So as DrudgeReport.com says, it's Mueller time. We have the full report right over here on my desk. We've already been scanning through it, but it's really just confirming everything we already knew from the congressional testimony, from the text messages and all the rest of it, that this was a giant frame-up, an attempt to take down the duly elected president and overthrow the election of the people. Then they were going to delegitimize the entire 2016 election. The Democrats had contacted all 50 state attorney generals and told them under an executive order of Obama that Trump's never reversed, strangely enough, that they were going to federalize elections in the future after the 2016 election had been overturned. Now, that was the pipe dream. That was the pie in the sky projection the Democrats wanted. That was what they attempted, and they believed they could do it. Now, where are they? They had all these different people, all Obama's horses and all Obama's men, trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together again and engaging in massive fraud and in massive lies and turning the CIA and other agencies loose on Trump's associates, trying to set them up as Russian agents, sending informants in, twisting arms, threatening everyone they knew to make contact with any Trump supporter of any renowned, yours truly, and try to get us to make contact with the Russians. But really, it was the Democrats inside the FBI. And so this is where we are in the middle of April 2019. And the Democrats don't know what to do because now all their other fake investigations that scooped up data on Trump associates in non-espionage-related areas, like not paying taxes and things, that is all tainted because it came from a fraudulent investigation. Plus, Trump has the deep state, the Democrats, the Rod Rosensteins, the James Comeys, the Andrew McCabes, the Bruce Orrs. He has them all by, there's a word for it in Spanish, the cojones, meaning the huevos, meaning the testicles, the short hairs. Now that Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? Remember when Trump tweeted that last year? I wonder, will he be tweeting it again? I know we should post that to the front page of InfoWars.com. Remember, if you're a radio listener, that's wonderful. you're the majority of our audience. We also simulcast at Infowars.com/show. And so we're going to go over all the different clips from the 22-minute press conference. In fact, you know, I think the best thing to do is come back on the other side and just play the press conference end to end with a few stops where I add some context to it. That's the best way to do this. That's what a regular old smart news show would do. So I'm going to cover it. And it is historic because they illegally spied on the president when he was a candidate, got caught doing it, launched a bigger investigation to cover that up and try to unseat the president. It was a bold, chutzpah, bravada, hubris, wild-eyed gambler type behavior. And now it's been done so crudely, so ham-fistedly, because they were always sure Hillary was going to win. So it didn't matter how out in the open they did it. They even bragged when he was president-elect, don't worry, he'll never be seated, to Nancy Pelosi's daughter on Fox News. Obama administration's handing the intelligence over to the media that Trump's a Russian agent. Wow. But it wasn't evidence. It was stuff the Democrats inside the FBI, inside the Justice Department, inside the intelligence agencies. Remember, the socialists and communists 50 years ago said, we can't overthrow America from without. We're going to take over the judiciary. We're going to take over the seminary, the churches, the religion. We're going to take over the educational system, the colleges and secondary education, but also primary education. And we're going to take control of the media even more, and that's how we'll overthrow America, is psychologically. And in 2019, they say saying America exists is bad. Thomas Jefferson's evil. George Washington's bad. The American flag's evil. You want to trigger a leftist? Say America's great. It's like a cross to a vampire. Literally. They flip out because they're anti-Americans. They are the anti-American globalist party. They're ethos, their blood supply, their oxygen, their very tissue is conquering this country. It's amazing. But look at this story out of the Washington Free Beacon. It's a great report. We've linked it up on Infowars.com. U.S. intelligence institutionally politicized towards Democrats. Bill Gertz, great writer. National intelligence writer, wrote that story. But I like Drudge's headline better for the article. CIA intel agencies have become bastions of liberals. But they're really anti-American leftists who have an ethos of will to power. And their rightful intellectual birthright to run everything. And they're being rejected and they don't know what to do, but they've got to be dug out of these agencies. They've got to be removed. I have enjoyed the last 3 years being attacked by these agencies. I've enjoyed watching congressional hearings where they call me a Russian agent out of hand. I've never called to testify. I've witnessed their criminal arrogance. And you know what? Thanks to your help and your support and your prayers, so far we've overcome it. So I thank you, the audience. I thank this great crew. And I thank, number one, God above and my family for putting up with me. But God, number one. So thank you, God. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your providence and leading, guiding, and directing us. And just for all the, what the common person would call good luck. So I thank you, God. But there's still major battles to come. But you can see America fighting back from the dead again. Because as von Bismarck said, God loves children drunks in the United States of America. Many a foreign leader has marveled at the United States' luck over and over again. It's called providence. It's called manifest destiny. It's called a plan for us that has not yet been seen in the future. That's why all the controlled seminaries from the Rockefeller Foundation tell you that the United States is not in prophecy. It's all a lie. The United States is critical in prophecy. Now, continuing, we're going to get into the criminal activity proven by Mueller's report, because it's already coming out, it's already been documented, of the illegal Democrats paying for fake intelligence that they then claim somebody else produced. That's called fraud to a court. That's called perjury. That's called conspiracy. It's amazing. That's coming up. Please do not forget, we're in an information war. And spreading the word is paramount. The left wants to intimidate and bully everybody into not having free speech. That's why it's so critical that you stand up to those bullies and realize that when you wear an InfoWars.com or Attorney Response Team or a Molon Lave shirt or one of hundreds of amazing shirts, many of them limited edition, like 10 new limited edition shirts. We're going to sell out of all 10 limited runs. Whatever's the most popular two, we'll keep those as a mainstay. And there's a whole bunch of different designs. Don't California my USA. Don't California my Texas. Bunch of different really awesome designs. Baseball jersey style ones. Football style ones. Red, white, and blue. Don't California my USA is a great way to spread the word. It's also got InfoWars.com on it. So InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off all apparel. That includes ball caps. That includes designer shirts. Regular shirts, they're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. In many cases, that means at cost. So I want to flood the world with InfoWars shirts. I love the InfoWars Tank Man shirt. Tank Man shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. Please check it out today. But whatever you do, get some of the Wake of America coffee and see how great it is. And sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Mueller report. He's the god. The left that once hated intelligence agencies, hated the FBI with a passion, now just embraces it because major studies show, and Bill Gertz has written about it today in a story, U.S. intelligence institutionally politicized towards Democrats. Just like 96% of reportage on Trump is negative. Just like 99% of the reportage on me is negative. But now people know they're a pack of liars, so they just invert whatever the liars say, and then it's back pointing the right direction. That's a good rule of thumb. So I have here the 400-plus page report. We've got a lot of sections we're going to go through. But I think we should just go to the press conference of the new Attorney General, Mr. Barr, and then go through it piece by piece. But I first want to make this declaration. This report, the Mueller report right here, this report is a total cover-up and a whitewash. That's right. Not of Trump's imaginary crimes or espionage, but of the Democrats. All you need to know is look at Rod Rosenstein standing there behind the Attorney General today when he tried to overthrow the president in the 25th Amendment coup. When he was involved in the whole thing with Comey and McCabe and Orr and the rest of them, it's all come out, paying taxpayer money to Fusion GPS to make up the dossier. And then many of their wives worked at Fusion GPS. It wasn't just that they were going to set the president up because they thought he was bad and wanted to get rid of him and because he wasn't part of their club. They also paid their husbands and wives, at least four of them we know of, up to $500,000 apiece, just like Hillary gave millions to McCabe's wife while this was all going on to her campaign. There's no end to these people's criminal activity. So the press conference should be about how the criminal conspiracy has been discovered and proven. And there's some of that in there that's already public that Mueller knows he can't hide. They try to explain it away. But they failed to set anybody up for Russiagate because they were the ones involved with any country that wanted to pay them money to sell this country out. Mueller was hired as the assassin and the executioner. And so when all of this information came out, because Trump and myself and people like Sean Hannity and you, the audience, didn't roll over to them in their fraud and kept fighting back, they knew the public didn't buy it, and they knew more whistleblowers were coming out, and they knew that some of the FBI agents ended up testifying to Congress in secret about the whole conspiracy. And when that happened last year with Lisa Page, namely, it was jig is up, you're caught. Cops bust in and the robbers are in the bank vault loading their sacks. It's called being caught red-handed. Red-handed. You just killed somebody and there's blood on your hands. Red-handed. Or open and shut. They're guilty on the face of it. Their own text admit, we've got an insurance policy. And they start getting scarier and scarier. Once he's already the president, they're like, God, there's nothing here. This is really dangerous. They're like, hold the course. Clapper and Brennan and Obama, they're still with us. We've still got our stay-behind groups. We're embedded. We've got the media. So the whole media was a big con game about, Trump's going to prison. Yay! Everybody's turning against him. He's going down. It was a giant whisper campaign. But it didn't work. And so, yeah, it's all in the report. There's a lot of new stuff in here. There's a lot of stuff in here. Oh, yeah, they've even got all the text messages and all the rest of it and phone logs showing Christopher Steele of the Pissgate dossier and Bruce Orr and all of them on the phones. That all came via judicial watch in their lawsuits. So a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. But understand, it doesn't go far enough. And if this reports anything, it is a whitewash. It's much worse than this. So Democrats better hope and pray all these blacked out areas don't come out. Because Trump has the deep state by the huevos rancheros. Here's some of it. The greatest political hoax of all time. Crimes were committed by crooked, dirty cops and DNC, the Democrats. There's another Donald Trump tweet. I said treat, which is a good Freudian slip. It is a treat. Tweet. Wow, FBI made 11 payments to fake dossier, discredited author, Trump hater Christopher Steele at One America News Network and Judicial Watch. The witch hunt has been a total fraud on your president and the American people. It was brought to you by dirty cops, crooked Hillary, and the DNC. So we're going to go to break and come right back with the full press conference. I'm going to try to make limited comments during it. But this is a big deal. Press conference just happened about an hour ago. And don't forget, we covered it here live. David Knight Show from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. right before me. Always on top of whatever the latest breaking news and information is. You can tune into our live streams. You'll have us covering it live or right after it's live, so that our stations can pick that up, all our great radio and TV stations. And as we go to break, please don't forget, it's listener support that makes this all possible. And if you'll just get your fluoride-free toothpaste, it's the highest quality, 4 to 5 colloidal silver, iodine, super blue, the mouthwash, all of it. There's no fillers in this toothpaste. It's concentrated. It's amazing. If you just sign up for AutoShip and get it each month or every 2 months, you get 10% off, and you don't have to remember to support the broadcast, your high-quality coffee or protein bars or fish oil, things that you want to reorder every month, just come in the mail and you can cancel for free online with one click anytime at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're running a new big special. The new big sale is on DNA Force Plus, now even stronger in each caplet with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so many other factors for your nerves, for your body, for your mitochondria. It's been proven to make telomeres last longer or shorten slower, which is the same thing as making them extend. And we all know what happens to telomeres. They are able to divide so many times, and then they start mutating, and then bye-bye. So DNA Force is as close to the fountain of youth as there is. DNA Force Plus. All these big billionaire globals are taking similar formulas that cost them $500 a bottle. It's only $119. It's our most expensive product because it costs thousands and thousands of dollars a kilo just for the PQQ, the CoQ10. It's not synthetic, like the garbage that costs even more at the store. It's DNA Force Plus, and it funds our operation. Read about all the attributes. Read all the 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com or go right to InfoWarsLife.com. It takes you directly there. All right, we come back. I'm going right to the press conference. And then we got a bunch of other special guests and things I haven't plugged yet. We'll tell you all about that straight ahead. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. Don't want you to have the bad halogens. At InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
General Barr is Rosenstein, one of the key ringleaders.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Everybody's saying, oh my gosh, Mueller whitewash. No, it was a coup. He was hired to prosecute it. It failed, and now I guarantee you, a lot of you are going to prison. Notice Trump's rhetoric's getting more intense. Because Trump knows he has to dig these criminals out of the government or there's no hope. New York Times wrote a huge fantasy piece about me that I'll cover next hour because it's so illustrative of their delusion. Exactly as I've been saying, They say in this, if we can't destroy Trump, the consolation prize is destroying Alex Jones. It's a religion of losers that are into hurting America and prosperity. And they really put their foot in it in this document. They say that I'm making it up, that there were reports of a man in camouflage tactical gear in the woods that was arrested. I went and dug up the newscast that show it all. I can do it with everything they say. It's unbelievable. That's next hour. Along with, oh, you didn't hear about it? Because it got almost no attention. A leftist philosophy professor, Mark, I don't know how you pronounce this, Lamparello, had two big gas tanks of gasoline, lighter fluid and lighters, was caught inside with it spilt on the ground inside St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. And then he said to police, well, I was just trying to find gas for my vehicle. They have on the surveillance footage pulling up, getting out of the van, going in with it. And, of course, his vehicle had plenty of gas. If he would have been successful, though, it would be on the news that it was not arson. And anyone investigating it is a terrorist. But didn't get away with it here. And isn't it funny that I had Leo Zagami, investigative journalist, understand, he said, I bet it's a devil worshiper or leftist, not just a Muslim. He said they've been wanting to burn down all the cathedrals for a while. He goes, I expect them to start burning more down. Oh, and then a leftist philosophy professor. Most of them, you scratch under the surface, Aleister Crowleyites. That's a big ritual to burn down a cathedral. I remember when I heard about somebody trying to kill the treaty oak with a nerve agent. It was a Crowley guy, big giant oak tree downtown Austin. He was able to kill it. Middle of the night, basically jackhammered into it, dumped 100 pounds of weed killer on it. What a nice person. As soon as I heard that, I said, that's a devil worshiper. Came out 2 weeks later, it was a ritual. So I'm just giving you the MO. Surprise, surprise, a philosophy professor is trying to burn a church down. Oh, allegedly. Hell, he's in New York City. They'll probably give him a medal. De Blasio, they'll probably give him a medal. It's like Smollett. He'd probably burn it down and blame it on a Christian. Who knows? What a freakazoid. That's who's teaching your kids. That's who's inside the Justice Department. Bunch of freaks like that guy. That's enough of that. Let's get to the press conference I said I would. Total vindication of the president and the proof that the FBI leftist groups were funding the fake PP dossier. BuzzFeed, all of it. Here it is.
As you know, one of the primary purposes of the special counsel's investigation was to determine whether President Trump's campaign or any individual associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government to interfere in the 2016 election. Volume 1 of the special counsel's report describes the results of that investigation. As you will see, the special counsel's report states that his, quote, investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. I am sure that all Americans share my concern about the efforts of the Russian government to interfere in our presidential election. As the special counsel report makes clear, the Russian government sought to interfere in our election process. But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump
campaign. Pause right there. It was actually found that 80% of the bots from companies hired in Russia, who anybody can hire to promote their dog grooming place or your political candidate or your rock concert, because they'll spam. You can hire Russians to, you know, give you stolen emails, anything you want. Russia's big in that. So are other countries. 80% of them were for Hillary. Surprise, surprise. She had 80% of the money in the campaign. And so they were spending money overseas big time. What do you think her foundation's for? So remember, Michael Moore attended a Russian-sponsored bot farm protest of Trump once he was elected. in 2017. Because the Democrats were getting their money's worth paying a company in Russia to send protesters out. It has nothing to do with the Russian government. Their proof to call me a Russian agent is 16 times on Jones's Facebook, someone posted in the comments something from a Russian bot. Oh, my God, execute me. Got hundreds of millions of people posting stuff back then every year on my sites. And then 16 times a Russian bot said something trying to get followed. That's the total proof. But you pay Russians through the Pissgate dossier in England millions and millions of dollars to tell lies to overthrow the election, and it's not election meddling? This is the proof of election meddling by the Democrats, and of course they used Russians that they paid off that are part of the Soros group that'll tell any lies they're told to, like Trump's in a hotel room, knowing all those hotel rooms are bugged, being pissed on by hookers. If he was that type of maniac, he'd never gotten where he is. Unbelievable BS. 16 times Russian bots posted on Jones's Facebook. Yeah, in the comments. I'm surprised only 16 times, but again, send me to the gas chamber. Let's go back.
Or the knowing assistance of any other American, for that matter. That is something that all Americans can and should be grateful to have confirmed. The special counsel report outlines two main efforts by the Russian government to influence the 2016 election. First, the report details efforts by the Internet Research Agency, a Russian company with close ties to the Russian government, to sow social discord among American voters through disinformation and social media operations. Following a thorough investigation...
It's linked up with RT. You go watch RT now. It's the most leftist stuff I've ever seen in my life most of the time. Unwatchable. That is supposedly the influencer with almost no viewers in the U.S., RT? RT was okay like 5 years ago. RT is a joke in the United States. Unwatchable crap. That influenced our election? That's the same thing, RT, Internet Research Agency, all that crap. You know what they're interested in on RT? An audience and acceptance and viewers. Let's continue.
Campaign. The special counsel brought charges in federal court against several Russian nationals and entities for their respective roles in this scheme. Those charges remain pending, and the individual defendants remain at large.
Okay, pause again. Yeah, they knew indicting Russian military officials who probably aren't even involved, maybe, who knows, that they'll never show up. So that was another trick of Mueller, knowing he didn't have anything. Well, let's just indict 13 Russian nationals that live in Russia. That'll really get something done. Let's continue.
Special counsel found no evidence that any American, including anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired or coordinated with the Russian government or the IRA in this illegal scheme.
All right, hit pause. We're going to come back with the meat and potatoes where he says 100% Trump and involved in nothing. Let's back it up 20 seconds. Thanks. But here's the big takeaway from this. They tried to get thousands of Americans to take money. We're talking millions of dollars in some cases to sell out, and none of them would do it. Now, you know, they've been asking Democrats to sell out the country for money. They'd say, hell, I don't want money. I want to F America. America was never great. It'll never be great. Their religion is hating this country. Democrats aren't Americans, folks. They aren't. They're enemies.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Well, the Mueller report has come out. Totally vindicates that no American had direct contacts with the Russians knowingly trying to manipulate the election. That's true. And that they basically went around trying to set everybody up, but nobody would take the money or the bait. Really proud of my fellow Americans, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that I had some of this happen to me, and I'm not at liberty to get into it, but I had to contact the FBI over it, you know, multiple times. Okay? And, of course, we all know what it goes back to. But this is the reality of how big this was. Now, do I feel sorry for myself being one of the main targets of this? No. Am I pissed off? Yes, I'm very pissed off. They used this to take me off social media. They used this to open criminal investigations. They called me a Russian agent under Russia's control in congressional hearings in the House Armed Services Committee, very powerful committee, in the Senate Intelligence Committee, in the House Judiciary Committee, and many others. Imagine. I mean, McCarthy would ask people if they were Russian agents. And a lot of them, it turned out, were. They would just say that I'm a Russian agent. And that's how they started the whole ball rolling, the thousands of news articles, the demonization pieces. And they want to just fade off into the sunset. No. It's despicable. It's disgusting. And what's even sicker is many of the Democrats calling us Russian agents were actually being paid off by the Russians and others. It's just disgusting. But the big takeaway is, if anything, this is a whitewash. Sure, it admits a lot of the crimes committed. It admits that Mueller and his team was trying to set people up. It admits that they sent Justice Department money to Democrat members of their families on the dossier crew. So at so many levels, it's a criminal enterprise. Not just to defraud the taxpayers, not just to defraud the voters, not just to overthrow an election and have a coup, but they made money out of it while they were at it. And Rosenstein is sitting there, one of the main architects of the 25th Amendment coup, the whole time. It's unbelievable. So Democrats whining and puling, saying this is a whitewash. Yeah, to cover your butts. CYA. Let's go back to the press conference.
First, the report details efforts by the Internet Research Agency, a Russian company with close ties to the Russian government, to sow social discord among American voters through disinformation and social media operations. Following a thorough investigation of this disinformation campaign, the special counsel brought charges in federal court against several Russian nationals and entities for their respective roles in this scheme. Those charges remain pending, and the individual defendants remain at large. But the special counsel found no evidence that any American, including anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired or coordinated with the Russian government or the IRA in this illegal scheme. Indeed, as the report states, quote, the investigation did not identify evidence that any U.S. person knowingly or intentionally coordinated with the IRA's interference operation, unquote.
Sit pause. There's about to be a glitch here that was on the live feed. So everybody hear triple exoneration. But remember, nobody knows this, but just we need to get this word out. It is election meddling to go hire Russians with a British firm to make up stuff to bring out against Trump during the election and then after. That's the real election meddling with Russians. And it's all even in their whitewash. Continue.
The council found no collusion by any Americans in IRA's illegal activities. Second, the report details efforts by the Russian military officials associated with the GRU, the Russian Military Intelligence Organization, to hack into computers and steal documents and emails from individuals associated with the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton's campaign for the purpose of eventually publicizing these documents. Obtaining such unauthorized... Following a thorough investigation of these hacking operations, the special counsel brought charges to court against several Russian military officers for their respective roles in these illegal hacking operations. Those charges are still pending, and the defendants remain at large. But again, the special counsel's report did not find any evidence that members of the Trump campaign or anyone associated with the campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these hacking operations. In other words, there was no evidence of the Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government's hacking. The special counsel's investigation also examined Russian efforts to publish stolen emails and documents on the Internet. The special counsel found that after the GRU disseminated some of the stolen documents to entities that it controlled, DC Leaks and Guccifer II, the GRU transferred some of the stolen materials to WikiLeaks for publication. WikiLeaks then made a series of document dumps. The special counsel also investigated whether any member or affiliate of the Trump campaign encouraged or otherwise played a role in these dissemination efforts.
Well, stop right there. And, of course, they say he doesn't. So that's the triplicate. So this isn't just a whitewash of the Democrats' crimes. there are some bombshells in there, admitting what we already knew, that they paid for the fake dossier with the Russians. But where's the beef? We'll see with the Assange prosecution coming up. Where's the proof that Assange got the stuff from the Russians? Because we know it came from people like Snowden in the past and others. And Bradley Manning, not the Russians. And the download speeds have been looked at forensically, and they've confirmed that you couldn't get this over the internet that fast. It was gotten on thumb drives. Amazing. So now it's the Russians that did this. How about the crimes Hillary committed with the illegal server and the money, Uranium One and all that? None of that's being discussed. See, a whitewash. If Mueller was looking for evidence of Russian collusion, he would have found it in the Clintons. He'd been looking through the report, haven't found it yet. Don't think I should hold my breath. Let's continue with more of Barr.
Your applicable law, publication of these types of material would not be criminal unless the publisher also participated in the underlying hacking conspiracy. Here, too, the special counsel's report did not find that any person associated with the Trump campaign illegally participated in the dissemination of the materials. Finally, the special counsel investigated a number of links or contacts between the Trump campaign officials and individuals connected with the Russian government during the 2016 presidential campaign. After reviewing these contacts, the special counsel did not find any conspiracy to violate U.S. law involving Russian-linked persons and any persons associated with the Trump campaign. So that's the bottom line. After nearly 2 years of investigation, thousands of subpoenas, hundreds of warrants, and witness interviews, the special counsel confirmed that the Russian government sponsored efforts to illegally interfere with the 2016 presidential election, but did not find that the Trump campaign or other Americans colluded in those efforts. After finding no underlying collusion with Russia, the special counsel's report goes on to consider whether certain actions of the president could amount to obstruction of the special counsel's
investigation. We'll come back with that, and they say, of course not. The president going, this is ridiculous. This investigation is crap. I'm not working with the Russians. Yelling at people. That's what you do when you're innocent. Like I couldn't help myself a minute ago with Rosenstein. He started pissing me off, man. That guy's a jerk. Tried to overthrow our country, our president. He had people investigating me as a damn Russian spy. I'm not putting up with it anymore, you little bastards. I'm just... Let me tell you something, man. You start getting accused of being a Russian agent on national TV, I probably had 500 libtards scream, F you, Russian agent, you're going to prison. And all the times I haven't slapped them upside their ugly faces, I tell you, it's been hard. And I'm tired of it. And I want justice against these traitors. But instead, Rosenstein's up there on the stage like he hadn't done anything. There needs to be grand juries indicting his ass. Just like they're getting ready to indict McCabe. There's open grand juries on him. So let me tell you, these arrogant rats aren't going to quit until they're behind bars. It's time to have a legal, lawful purge of these pieces of crap. God, it makes me sick. But I ought to be happy, and so should we, that it's coming out a lot of it. It's just unbelievable how consciously criminal they are and how they've been so arrogant so long. That's coming to a head. We'll be back with the second hour and more. Please don't forget your purchases of products support us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.